John! Bran gasped out from Hoda's arms. The dwarf turned to look at him.
So it is true, the boy lives. I could scarce believe it. You Starks are hard to kill.
You Lannister had best remember that, Rob said, lowering his sword. Hodor, bring my brother here. Hodor, Hodor said, as he trotted forward, smiling, and set Bran in the high seat of the Starks, where the lords of Winterfell had sat since the days when they called themselves the kings of the north. The seat was cold stone, polished smooth by countless bottoms. The carved heads of direwolves snarled on the ends of its massive arms. Bran clasped him as he sat, his useless legs dangling. The great seat made him feel half a baby. Rob put a hand on his shoulder. You said you had business with Bran. Well, here he is, Lannister. Bran was uncomfortably aware of Tyrion Lannister's eyes. One was black and one was green, and both were looking at him, studying him, weighing him.
I am told you are quite a climber, Bran, the little man said at last. Tell me, how is it you happened to fall that day?
I never, Bran insisted. He never fell. Never, never, never.
The child does not remember anything of a fall or the climb that came before it, said Maester Luin gently. Curious, said Tyrion Lannister.